Pursuit is a sports feature series highlighting athletes, coaches, and staff and significant sporting events from North Bay and the surrounding area. North Bay is once again making its mark on the world hockey stage, as Mallory Domenico and Madison Desmarais prepare to represent Team Canada at the 2025 FISU Winter World University Games in Torino, Italy. Both players, from North Bay, have been standouts with the Nipissing Lakers women's hockey during their careers, and their selection reflects their dedication to the sport and the strength of the women's hockey program. Set to run from January 13 to 23, the FISU Games showcase the best student athletes from around the globe. The women's hockey tournament will take place from January 12 to 22 at Torino's Paola Tazzoli Arena. Team Canada will open its schedule on January 11 against Chinese Taipei, eager to defend the gold medal they earned at the 2023 Games in Lake Placid, New York. For Domenico, the call confirming her selection was a dream realized. "My heart began racing when I saw the coach was calling me, and then when she told me I was selected to the team, I kind of became speechless," she shared. "This is something I have been working towards my whole university career, and I just could not fathom that this dream was becoming a reality." Desmarais echoed her teammates' excitement. "I was extremely excited and was in disbelief," she said. "It is truly an honor to be able to represent Canada at the FISU Games." The selection process was a test of skill, patience, and perseverance. Domenico recalled being aware she was on the team's radar but knowing nothing was guaranteed. "Our coach, Darren Turcotte, gave us the heads up that we were on their radar and that they would be watching us closely over the next couple of weeks," she explained. "We were then notified that we made their shortlist but that they still had one more round of cuts to finalize the roster. Then it's just the waiting game, praying that we get the call and hear the words that we have been selected." Desmarais says, "A couple of days before the team was released, Team Canada head coach Kelly Patton gave me a phone call congratulating me on making the team. The anticipation and joy of competing on an international stage have both players eager for what's to come. I don't think there is one thing I am not excited for," said Domenico. "I'm beyond excited and proud to represent Team Canada. I'm excited to play with the best of the best U sports athletes, make new friendships, and explore Italy and its culture." Desmarais expressed similar enthusiasm. "Going into the tournament, I'm beyond excited and honored to represent Canada. Being able to do it with a teammate and friend makes it even more special," she said. "This will also be my first time going to Italy, so I think it will be a great experience for my family and me." Both players also reflected on the significance of representing their hometown and the Lakers program. "I'm super excited to represent North Bay and the Lakers women's hockey program, especially being able to share the experience with Madison," said Domenico. "It's crazy to me that the two of us from a small town were both selected to represent Team Canada. A huge reason why I stayed in North Bay for university is because I love the community here. Everyone is always so supportive of each other's successes." Desmarais agreed, emphasizing how this achievement underscores the strength of the Lakers program. "Having two players who grew up playing in North Bay, I think, speaks volumes to the type of program we have and are still continuing to build," she said. "I can't thank the community and the coaches enough for my development." The bond between the two players is another factor that will make this experience special. "Madison and I played minor hockey together and have spent the last 5 years together, so getting to share this experience with not only a teammate but a close friend is pretty rare," said Domenico. "Meeting 21 new girls can be intimidating, so it's nice knowing I have someone in my corner going with me to this tournament. Figuring out our transportation and all the little behind-the-scenes details is also a big advantage." Desmarais added, "I think it's a great advantage and can't wait to experience this with Mal. Having a teammate and friend with me will not only be good on the ice but also off the ice. It will be nice to have a familiar face around for support." When asked about connecting with teammates and preparing as a group before the games, both players shared insights. "I know a couple of players from the OUA who I've been fortunate enough to have played on Team Ontario with or just know from the league, so that is nice," Domenico said. But everyone else right now, we've just followed each other on social media. Chemistry between players plays a huge role in the game, but I believe the coaches have an idea of who will work well together based on the scouting they've done prior to choosing the team. We'll be playing with the best of the best U Sports athletes, and I think we'll all be able to adapt to each other's game to be successful. Desmarais noted, I've had a few conversations with some of my new teammates. I also played with Leah Hereford when we were both with the Cambridge Rivulets of the PWHL. All of us are there for the same reason and to achieve the same goal. For both players, this will be their first time in Italy and playing hockey outside North America and the opportunity to represent their country, play against top talent, and travel to Italy comes with its own set of goals and hopes for the experience. I hope to take home a gold medal, for one, said Domenico. But honestly, I just hope to enjoy every day I'm there and soak it all in. I'm looking forward to making new friendships, playing with and against the best athletes, exploring Italian culture, and just wrapping my head around the fact that I am part of Team Canada. Desmarais added, for obvious reasons, I hope we come home with a gold medal, but I also hope to make some lifelong friends with my teammates and explore Italy for what it has to offer. For Domenico, this experience carries an extra layer of significance as she follows in the footsteps of her sister, Maria Domenico, who was part of Team Canada's gold medal-winning roster at the 2023 FISU Games. I've been able to ask her a lot of questions, so she's been helpful in that sense, Domenico said. But the advice she's given me is to enjoy the experience and everything that it has to offer. Being able to wear the leaf is an honor, and just go out there and give it all I've got. Rounding out the North Bay connection to Team Canada is Mackenzie Keenan, the granddaughter of North Bay's Larry Keenan, a member of the original St. Louis Blues when the team was awarded expansion into the NHL. Keenan scored the first goal in Blues franchise history and upon retiring he returned home to North Bay and became president of the North Bay Trappers Midget AAA and led the club for 23 years from 1986 to 2009. The younger Keenan has become an all-star defender with University of New Brunswick and she says, I was very excited when I heard about the selection. It is always an honor when you get to represent Canada in any capacity. I have heard about the 2023 FISU games from previous teammates, Jenna McLean and Kendra Woodland, so I know this will be a very cool and unique opportunity. Like Domenico and Desmarais, Keenan is looking forward to playing with the best of the best on the world stage. I'm most excited about the chance to play with some really good players from around the country. I know it's going to be a lot of fun hockey and it will be exciting to learn from the other girls. And while Keenan will be making her first trip to Torino, this is another instance of the next generation of Keenan hockey players following in the footsteps of those who came before them. I have never been to Torino, Italy. However, my dad used to play professional hockey in northern Italy for a time, so I've heard lots of stories about living and playing there, which has made me very excited to visit. I have also never played hockey outside of Northern America, so I think playing against the countries whose hockey culture is much different than the hockey culture in North America, and especially Canada, will be very interesting and a very unique experience. The games can be seen on online at fisu.tv.